This is a new podcast series called Real Life Motivation. Your hosts are Rachel Day from Flying School and Kelda Wood from Climbing Out. Together, we're going to be chatting around what helps us stay motivated. We're going to be sharing some of our top tips and ideas and always sharing our real life experiences so that we can keep things real for you. Thanks for joining us. Okay, Kelda, it's an absolute pleasure to be with you again. And today's topic, we've just got a title, which is Life is Like a Sat Nav. Can you explain the concept of it?
It's such a great title, isn't it? It's something that I've really learned and an analogy that I created that I think sums up life. So when I say life is like a sat nav, if you think how a sat nav works, you know, you're going off on your journey. So you put in your end destination and you start on that journey. But very often on that journey, things will happen and your sat nav reroutes you. So there might be a hold up or a traffic jam, or there's an accident or roadworks, and you'll either get delayed or you'll take a different direction. And sometimes we have to put in a completely different end destination altogether. And to me, that sums up definitely my life. You know, I set off thinking that my journey was taking me to be a racehorse trainer, a jockey, and that's what I was going to be doing for the rest of my life. My end goal was to be, you know, leading trainer and all that went with that. And then from my accident with a haylage bale that stuffed my leg, to all the different kind of sections of my journey, what I've learned is we just have to adapt and adjust, just like your sat nav does. And that journey can be just as great and just as amazing, and you can end up in just as beautiful a place, sometimes different, but just as beautiful. And it's about going on the journey, and it doesn't always work out like you planned, but it can still be an amazing journey.
Fantastic. And I love the link that, you know, I'd be surprised if we meet anybody who says my life's gone exactly to plan and I've put the destination in and I'm heading towards it. Yeah. Most people, in fact, that I coach tell me that the new destination's always better than the original plan. But yeah, I don't know if that's the case for you, Kelda.
Well, absolutely. I'm so glad everything happened. But I think the interesting thing is recognizing that sometimes I took a wrong turning, but that's okay. So I just learned from it. So, you know, if you do take a wrong turning, that doesn't mean that you're going to stop and get out and turn the engine off and give up. That just means you reroute your sat nav and you set off again. And I was talking to someone recently who was saying that, you know, do I change my career? I'm not happy, but I'm worried about stopping it, because what if the next thing I do, I'm not happy in either? And I said, well, nothing's forever. You know, if you do something else and it's not right, well, just move on. Take the next turning, go through the next set of traffic lights, learn from it. There's a great Nelson Mandela quote that is, I never lose, I either win or I learn. And I've really kind of taken that on board. So if I'm going to take a new direction, I go, okay, this might work, brilliant, it might not. If I don't, I'm going to learn from it, even if it's I learn that I never want to do that again. That's a great learning, because I won't waste any more time on it. And then I move on. And I think that is both empowering and liberating, because, you know, you open one door and you go through it. That doesn't mean that's the last door. If it leads to a great place, keep going. If it doesn't, come back out, shut it behind you and open another one, you know. And that's kind of exciting, because it means we can all make mistakes. We can all take a wrong turning, but that's okay. Just it's all part of your journey. It's all part of the experience. It will give you a story to tell and then keep moving.
Yeah.
There is, I mean, I always say the time, I was stuck at traffic lights for a while when I missed out on selection for Rio and I didn't know where I was going. My dogs are probably going to start barking again in a minute, just so you know. And I really used that sat nav analogy then because I didn't know where I was going. I wasn't moving anywhere. And then he went, it's okay. We were just sat at traffic lights for a while, working out which way you want to go. And actually, while I was sat at those traffic lights, that was when I then got the opportunity to get involved with the Adaptive Grand Slam. And all of a sudden, I was off on my journey again. And that was a massive turning and a massive change of direction, but one that changed the whole direction of my end destination. You know, if I hadn't sat at those traffic lights and just waited, it would have never happened. So sometimes we just have to sit and wait. Sometimes we have to blimmin' put a foot on the accelerator and crack on, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes I guess we have to realize when we go in the wrong direction. So some, I know with some of us on our sat navs, we'll go for quite a while before we decide to do that U-turn because we just keep thinking things will get better and we'll see a road and we'll recognize it. So we just keep going, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm just, what you've made me think of there is that being stuck at the traffic lights is very similar to how people are feeling at the moment in lockdown.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, did you just sit there and the next sort of path came to you, or what did you actually do in practice while you were at the traffic
lights? I'm so glad you said that, because I actually, when I was saying sat at the traffic lights, that made it sound like, you know, it's okay to sit and do nothing, which I didn't mean at all. So I'm really glad you picked up on it, Rachel, because I do believe, you know, when people say, you know, good luck, bad luck, or I am a believer in we make our own luck. You know, yes, some incredible things, some awful things have happened, but with all of them, I've got out there and done something to make them happen. So as much as I was sat at the traffic lights because I didn't quite know what direction I wanted to go in, I was scrolling through my sat nav. I was looking at the map and checking out all sorts of different options to try and work out where to go. You know, so I think if we sit and wait for people to bring it to us, you're going to be sat at those traffic lights for a blooming long time. You know, it is about getting the map out and working out, where do I fancy going? Right, let's crack on. So, you know, I was having conversations saying, I need a new goal, I need a new direction. I then got told about the Adaptive Grand Slam and I drove straight home. I picked up the phone and I rang the guy. I got the application form in that night, and 10 days later I was in Chamonix about to climb Grand Paradiso, you know. So we've got to take responsibility again to make it happen. I think there's a huge culture of looking outwards and waiting for other people to give us the answers. And I think we have to take responsibility. You know, it's back to that word again, you know, get out there and make it happen. And it might take time and you might take a lot of wrong turnings, but that's okay. Learn from them and keep going and keep trying something else. It reminds me when I was looking at folding the business. So I'd run my business with the horses for 15 years. It was a massive risk to fold the business. Massive risk. But someone said to me, until you fold the business, you don't give yourself the opportunity to go down some new roads. And their quote, which I love, was, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. So I'd spent my life riding horses, mucking out horses, doing horses. Was I happy? Was I getting what I wanted? No, I wasn't. So if I wanted things to change, I had to do things differently. I had to go down a different road in a different direction. You've got to be brave. You've got to be brave. But I kind of went, well, if this is the right decision, brilliant. If it's the wrong one, I'll just reassess and I'll go down another road and see where that takes me. And then it becomes exciting. And that's your journey. That's your journey.
Brilliant. I love that. And I'm just going to pick up on something that you said quite quickly, but I guess for people listening might be really crucial. So when you were at the traffic lights, you didn't just sit there, you got busy. But actually, the other thing that you did was you identified what you needed and you started telling people, so I need a goal. And so you started to spread that word about people that you knew, and that obviously increased the chances of you finding your goal. And I think sometimes we don't often just say what we need, but we reach out. We don't know the answer. We don't know what our goal is, but actually we know what we need, a goal. And so just saying that can start to spark things and things happening, I guess, out in the world.
And you know, I think something else really important to say is that, I think I may have said this before, you know, I found my answers, that my peace and contentment on the top of Aconcagua. But I massively don't think, you know, we are in a bit of a world where people look for shortcuts. They want the answers to be handed to a plate. Got the words completely wrong there. They want the answers to be handed to them on a plate. But I think actually for me is you have to go on your own journey. You know, and it's only by going on the journey, by taking the wrong turnings, that you'll find the answers that you're looking for, that you need. So it's kind of, don't be scared to go on the journey, embrace it, because it's only by trying different turnings, trying different routes, that you'll get the chance to find the answers that you're looking for.
Brilliant. I love that, Kelda. So what are our key points from today? Do you want to summarise that?
I think there's one. Go on the journey. You know, don't be scared that it is a journey. Don't be scared to take some wrong turnings, because they will all lead you somewhere. And as long as you keep moving, you'll get on the right road. You'll get on the right direction. You'll get to an end destination. It's when you stop moving that things stop happening. So, you know, if you are at those traffic lights, if you are stalled and on the side of the motorway, start the engine up, like move somewhere, whether it's right, wrong, or backwards or forwards or sideways, just move somewhere and enjoy the journey.
Brilliant. And I'm just going to reinforce the fact that it's your journey, so it'll never look like anyone else's. And one day you might look back on a wrong turn and realise it was the right turn. It was great. So, yeah, thank you so much for today. I've learnt loads, and I shall see you again. See you later.
Thanks, Rachel.
So that's the end of our podcast for today. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have found it helpful, please do share with as many people as you can. If you would like to find out more about Climbing Out and Kelda, visit climbingout.org.uk, or if you would like to find out more around learning to fly and Rachel Day, visit flyingschool.fun. We really look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks.